This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back at the beach, on the sand, Huntington Beach. So it's going to be a little windy this episode as we watch the surfers, except not exactly the kind of surfers most people would picture.
Carson, hey, wake up. He's like, I want to go either in the water or you want a treat?
Yeah, that'd be Carson, the surf dog. Tiny little surfboard, tiny little life jacket, taught by an award-winning surf dog instructor. It's Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy Family Dealerships. We have done some very LA shows on this series, but this one, yeah, it fits. Someone who teaches dogs how to surf. That's something where you're like, sure, of course that exists in Southern California. Why not? Our coach is Jill Nakano.
Also human, too. So two-legged and four-legged.
Even better. She's going to teach you and the dog. How did this start?
It started because we had another dog named Kihei. Rest in peace. I love to surf. And so I took him to the beach, and I would go in the water with my board, and he would bark, 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 bark at me at the shore. So then one day, the board was kind of near the shore, and then he bark, 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 and he got on the board. So I'm like, what does that mean? I'm trying to read dog. But I was super surprised. I had no expectation. And then I slowly put in little waves, and he would stay on, and a little bit bigger waves, and he would stay on. And then it got to be kind of like an obsession to where, oh, I'm going to be like a human surfer, and I'm going to start dialing in his board and getting him a better board, and I'm going to get him a little life suit. And yeah, it's like having a little kid that you're taking to surf school.
And she wasn't the only one doing that, because it was about that time when this sort of became the thing.
And then when I got Kihei into surfing, there were surf dog competitions. And I think they started around 2006 or 7 in San Diego. And they had a big competition, so we started there, and he did well. And I'm like, wow, there's this whole little teeny tiny community of dog surfing people and competition.
So she thinks, hey, why not? Website goes up, eventually Carson comes along, and he's pretty good too. And people start calling and they start emailing.
They're from all over. I get people from the Midwest, Idaho, Utah. A lot of them have sporting dogs, and when I mean sporting, they'll do agility. Some of them just want photo op. Oh, my dog's birthday's coming up, and I want to take a picture of my dog on a surfboard, so I get that. But I do get some serious people who want to see if their dog can surf and then maybe advance to competition.
If you're still stuck on the Midwesterners, usually it's when they're here on vacation. What makes a surfing dog?
So not all dogs are prime candidates. Some of them will naturally just jump on your board and hang 10. Some of them will need encouragement, some positive reinforcements, just like dog training. You start out in small baby steps. Yes, so one of the things that I have requirements or prerequisites are your dog has mastered somewhat sit, stay, and a good recall. And a good recall means if your dog wanders away, you can go, hey, Carson, get back here, and he'll get back here. If they don't have those requirements, what ends up happening or tends to happen is the dog is running down the beach.
There goes half your lesson, right? She also says some dogs just aren't about this. They don't want to do it. And that's fine. Start on land, kind of like when you're at the beach resort. You see people getting that crash course on the sand first. Take Cheddar here, who first sits on the board, and then Jill rocks it. And Cheddar gets up to balance on all fours.
Oh, good boy. Good boy. Stay.
Yeah, he gets it. Definitely a natural. After that, we do still water. You kind of start him there. And then, listen, I don't know how you're picturing this, but the dog doesn't doggy paddle out there with the board attached. Someone sort of tows them out, sets them up on a wave, and whew, there they go, just riding it to the shore for as long as they can or all the way, and then you jump off on the sand and you've won. Yeah, there's Carson getting ready to go out. Just a little guy, but he jumps like way above her hip because he was so excited.
So Carson is your pedigree mixed terrier. That's what people say. They go, they like his beard.
He does have a little goatee surfer thing going on. He kind of looks the part. And he's won a lot of stuff.
He has. All his accolades or accomplishments are on his website. But yeah, he's gotten a lot of first places in the surf competitions up and down the West Coast. They used to be in Imperial Beach, California, Del Mar, California, here in Huntington.
All the way up to Pacifica. I gotta know, we're almost out of here, but are some dogs, like, generally better than others?
So, you know what? So, there are water dogs. So, Labradors and Retrievers, the Labradors, they love it. They just go run in the water. We have a friend who has two Labs. They think that surfboard is a big dog toy, so they put, like, a little dog toy in there so they can chew it, and they drag the board out there, and they get on it, and they come back in. So, some dogs really do have a great time. I mean, it's a pleasant thing to do is what I teach. This is a good place to be. It's fun. And that's the other thing. It's all about fun and building a relationship with you and your dog. If I could say anything about life, do something you like doing. Having fun at it. I don't make tons of money from it, but that's the thing that I like is it gives me quality of life. I feel great after having a lesson with somebody. And the biggest thing is seeing the smiles on their face.
All right.
Did you hear those kids? Look at the dog. That was Carson showing off. Also, in case you're wondering, there was a Bernese mountain dog who was doing this, so I'll leave that be in the picture in your mind, because that's a pretty good one. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, Carson. Thank you to the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Thank you for listening. As always, two more to go next 2 weeks.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.